Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 5, 2021. "2020 is the year of the birth of a new humanity. Humanity will remember 2020 as very strange and unusual. It fell upon us as a blow and completely stopped all of our lives. Life had been going on according to established routines in relation to work, entertainment, and traveling, that is, with the maximum use of human egoism. Suddenly such a blow as the coronavirus came and did not allow us to leave the house, to travel around the world, or to have fun. Theaters, cinemas, parks, restaurants, and bars were all closed. The coronavirus interrupted life's race in which we were looking at each other and trying to keep up. This does not mean that I had a natural desire to go to a bar, to a cinema, to a theater, or to travel. However, I looked at what others were doing and copied them by virtue of my natural desire to be no worse off than others, a herd feeling. But, who was ruling this herd? People who have money and power, who want to send us to concerts, bars, restaurants, and on trips to different parts of the world, in order to make money from us. It is all over now and we will never be the same again. Even if it seems as though it might be possible to return to the old way of life, it will not work. Even if we were to go on a trip, we would not be able to enjoy it as we did before. We would go to a restaurant or a bar and see that all of it is no longer the same, that it is somehow wretched and ridiculous. And so it will be this way everywhere. Nature is raising us, and teaching us, to have a different attitude toward life, natural resources, and human society. Gradually, we are realizing that the coronavirus epidemic in 2020 was a unique period which gave birth to a new kind of humanity. The year 2020 has been like driving a car without a steering wheel or brakes. How can we take control of the steering wheel again? First of all, we must understand that the coronavirus was not in the hands of man but came from above. This is why everything happened instantaneously, without asking us. The upper force and the power of nature put pressure on us, from all sides and reformatted all of human life in a new way. 2020 was the doorway to a new world in which we will live according to new values. It will be important for us to learn how to get closer to each other, to become intimate, and to find out the purpose of our lives and their meaning. We must still pass and realize these lessons. We do not yet feel the special connection that has arisen between us. This will be a new kind of humanity that will be bound by new relationships to each other as well as to nature. It will be a good life. It is necessary to perceive this blow as medicine because it is written that the Creator's blows heal. Healing is already happening and is very successful. From Cab TV's The World, December 27, 2020. Michael Leitman, on Quora: how do you understand the way that your spirituality has been part of your life? People on the spiritual path feel that their daily lives, everything they experience, fits in with this path. For instance, if you work in an office for 8 to 10 hours a day, you understand that it is part of your spiritual work. If you hold the need to spiritually progress while working, then through your every motion, you let spiritual energy pass through you. Such an approach is necessary in order to reach spiritual corrections, that is, the attainment of an intention to love and bestow above the inborn desire to receive. This world's myriad interactions are given to us, so that we influence each other with spiritual energy. Therefore, if we approach our daily lives in a way where we receive spiritual fulfillment from our spiritual studies, and then interact at workplaces and other daily activities among several people who have no spiritual interests, then we become kinds of spiritual undercover agents, channeling spiritual content through society to humanity at large. They also feel a positive effect from this work, even though they cannot pinpoint exactly what they feel and where it comes from. By operating in such a way, we connect to each other and imbue the world with spirituality. Moreover, for people who wish to spiritually advance, it becomes a necessity to do so. Our world has been created such that we have families, relationships, work and other social interactions, not in order for us to shy away from such relations, but so that through full contact with society, we add our intention to positively connect everyone harmoniously, and by doing so, bring ourselves closer to spirituality. This is why the wisdom of Kabbalah states that anyone wishing to attain spirituality should connect themselves to society, build a family and work, as it lets the spiritual forces drawn through the study stream out to society at large. The more we spiritually advance, the more we see that spirituality exists in positive human connections. Therefore, if you try and apply the intention to positively connect to others with an attitude of love and bestowal in your daily life, you will see success. Your friends and co-workers will relate differently to you, and you will also reach spiritual accomplishments while doing so. We need to see that our connection to humanity holds the potential for our spiritual realization. Thus, with our spiritual circles, as well as with our families, friends, co-workers and others, we should seek to strengthen our inner connection to the spiritual forces of love and bestowal through our spiritual environment, and transmit those forces to humanity. Based on the World Zohar Week lesson on February 2, 2014. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Men and women, workers needed. Question: how can a woman better support a man in our world? There is an opinion that she should not work at all but should devote herself as much as possible to supporting a man. Answer: I believe, in the near future, it will be so because we will stop producing in insane amounts of completely unnecessary products. Life will gradually take on a more balanced state-owned, therefore, there will be no need for women to work. Even the need for a significant number of men to work will disappear. Everyone will be more engaged in the theory and practice of building correct relationships between themselves as well as between the genders. All of this will be implemented very quickly and correctly. I do not see any big problems here. The problems are the same for both men and women. Especially in our time. I do not think that men will work more and women's work will not be needed at all. There are some professions that are better performed by women. Men, as they say, can rest, that is, they will be released from such duties that they are unable to do as a result of their internal, psychological organization. Therefore, we are not talking about removing women from all jobs and keeping men only. I think that almost all women can really be spared from working outside of the home but, if necessary, will be involved in it. Men will be involved to the extent that they are needed in order to produce what is necessary for existence. The rest of the time will be devoted only to mastering the technique of mutual connection in order to raise all of humanity to the level of the system of the upper world. Question: so, people were not created to work at all? Answer: in principle, no. The same goes for the inanimate, vegetative, and animal levels. Strange as it may sound today, they will be fed only with the energy that we people will produce through our correct interactions. We have yet to see this special world. From Cab TV's Kabbalah Express, December 7, 2020. Accepting the rules of the game. Question: it turns out that the Creator created a game for us, that is, evil, and the rules of the game by which we should play. Where is the freedom of choice here? What depends on me? Answer: the freedom of choice is not to play by the rules of the Creator, but in the fact that you accept these rules of the game and play by them. You may not accept them, but then you will be driven to do so by the blows of fate. Nobody says that you are free. From Cab TV's Ask a Kabbalist, December 31, 2018. Difference between white and black envy. Question: what is the difference between white and black envy? Answer: white envy is when I envy others, but do not affect them, but only learn from them. Such envy can be relatively egoistic if, looking at how others are excited about science, art, and so on, I envy them and this advances me. That is, I do not want to harm them, on the contrary, perhaps, I am even so sensible that I want them to succeed even more, and I will also catch up with them. Black envy is when I want to succeed in something, but I see that I cannot, and therefore, in order not to be lagging behind, I do everything so that others stumble and do not succeed. Then I do not move them forward and I do not advance with them. Even if I do advance, I still do not want them to have anything. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, April 3, 2019. The Creator Behind the Wall. Question: today nations are mixed in Europe like in ancient Babel. If the connection between people is wrong, great cruelty will gradually be revealed. What should we do in order to let people in Europe know about this? Answer: we need to ascend above the contradictions and the differences between us, and not pay any attention to them, and ask the upper light to unite us. How? That is its business, it is its force. We need to simply constantly be drawn to it from the center of the ten. Try not to perceive the world personally in your spiritual work. I. Get rid of the I, and stick only to we only through the ten. Then if you feel good or bad, you will constantly turn to the Creator and receive His response accordingly. Everything needs to be built on this, without any personal aspirations or requests from the Creator. That's the problem, because you will constantly catch yourselves asking for yourselves, speaking for yourselves, trying to receive for yourselves, while all this needs to be only emotionally in the ten. You should turn to the Creator while being emotionally in the ten, since He is also there. It is as if you are standing in the ten against a wall, and the Creator is behind the wall. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 6, 2019. There is nothing stronger than faith. Considering the concept of faith above reason, we can say that knowledge is what we comprehend in our senses. And faith is the root, the source, from which both knowledge and all influences on us come. This is such a clear comprehension when there is nothing stronger than faith. Knowledge is under faith. Even what I feel doesn't tell me anything. The main thing is that I rise to the level of faith and see the source of what I feel in knowledge, in my senses. Question: that is, the feeling of faith in Kabbalah is much clearer than what I feel today with my five material senses? Answer: of course. You begin to understand the source of your sensations, what drives you, what exactly you feel. You feel this world in your five senses, and the source that builds this world for you presents it to you. Therefore, it is important to you. Question: is the source what it was before the Big Bang? Answer: before the Big Bang and in general, that is, it is the only upper force that controls everything, keeps everything in itself. Comment: it remains only to check. My response: this is happening gradually, and we are moving toward it. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, March 11, 2019. Implanting a chip and waking up. Question: people in Sweden have begun to take great interest in biohacking lately. Biohacking is implanting a chip the size of grain of rice under the skin upon which all of a person's data is recorded: his credit card number, passport number, and other personal information and documents. The Scandinavians claim that it is much simpler to live this way. Where does such a growing trend lead us? Answer: I think that this will bring people to determine and to discern the great emptiness inside them, and they will be forced to do something about it. Chips will no longer help them, and they will have to look for a source that will fill them. A person will face the eternal question of where am I? What am I living for? What is all this for? All the chips, all the computer and telephone screens, what has all this brought me to? I have everything, and in fact I can see the whole world on a small or large screen, and can communicate with everyone, but what's next? And what is all this for? Here I am, sitting in front of a blank screen, not knowing how to connect with myself and with others. This is a good thing. It will lead us to look for the right and true answer to the question, what is all this for? Question: does a person who asks himself this question reach an answer? Answer: he should reach an answer. Not immediately. He suffers along the way and searches, but this is the right way. He will look for an answer about himself. Where am I? Where is my place in this world? It is about an amazing search and about growing wise. Question: where is one's happiness here? Answer: happiness is in finding an answer. A person will suddenly discover that there is such a force, such a thought, that is waiting for this question and that is ready to answer it. This is an encounter with his spirit. Question: will a person understand that it is actually this spirit that has led him to this encounter? Answer: yes. Then a person will see and understand everything. It will be like the revelation of the world, from the beginning of its creation to the end, and all of it together. Everything will be clear. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, January 27, 2018.